Here we go. In 5, 4. Ah, the world that we live in, full of it at the moment, full of activity. Think about the last 3 years that you and I, we've all experienced. It's been an interesting time the last 3 years. Today, something may have happened to you that, you know, potentially we insure ourselves to protect ourselves from those little magic moments that we just don't expect to happen. Well, think about long COVID. Think about your personal insurance. Does that change things at all? I wonder. And I think it's appropriate now that we talk to someone that might be able to advise us. Bruno Muraca is the CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy and joins us on 882 6PR. Bruno, good evening.
Good evening, Todd.
Mate, thank you very much for joining us. Let me go straight to the first question. AFRM Claims Advocacy. So AFRM, what does it stand for?
Australian Financial Risk Management. And claims advocacy picks up the theme that we're actually claim experts or claim advocates for clients.
Okay, so there are so many different levels of insurance that we can all pick up, you know, car insurance, personal insurance. But when you start to play with the desires of long COVID and also the results, I mean, even mental health, there's so many different questions that surface and bubble to the top. Do we have answers?
Well, I don't think we have answers just yet. What we do know is that long COVID is impacting a significant number of the community. In fact, there's statistics out there suggesting that 30% of people who have had COVID may be experiencing long COVID. And the symptoms for long COVID are having brain fog, dizziness, and the whole host of symptoms that last for longer than 12 weeks. Often, what we're also seeing with it is that it impacts not only the physical aspect for the individual, but also the emotional, which is the mental health, and also the financial. Often, people are not able to work as a result of their condition.
But also, I noticed today that the pandemic payments are ceasing. Because, and I think it's from midnight tonight, funnily enough. I think I heard that on the news. So, you know, the world is evolving and changing. Are the insurers keeping up with the policies there to protect us, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. The pandemic handouts, if you like, are ceasing, as you say, on the 14th. So who's paying the bills? So someone with long COVID, who's paying the bills? Well, for those policyholders out there who have an insurance policy currently in place and they're experiencing, whether it be long COVID, mental health in isolation, or other conditions that are precluding them from working, then certainly their personal insurance can support them. And just on that point, Todd, what's really important is that often people don't consider their personal insurance. In fact, less than 40% of working Aussies know about the fact that they've got personal insurance in their super. So the awareness is quite low. So I suppose what I'd encourage there is that individuals need to, that if they are experiencing an injury or an illness that's precluding them from working, is to think about that personal insurance, which may be in their super, that can support them. And I think to your point too, as an industry, we need to ensure that we're keeping pace and the insurers are keeping pace with the rapid changes in society at the moment. They are coming thick and fast, absolutely.
Bruno Muraca is our guest and talking about insurance for now and also cover for long COVID. Where does the change come from, Bruno? Is it instigated by the insurers? Because with great respect, they are companies that are, you know, wanting to make a profit. So are they the ones that will make the changes, or is it up to us to go to them to say we demand change?
Yeah, good question. I think COVID's changed the playing field for a lot of people in the community in terms of how they seek the service, mental health services, I should say. I mean, it was only during the pandemic that we saw a spike in the number of calls to Beyond Blue and Lifeline, etc. And I think off the back of that, or that backdrop has created the industry to make noise, as well as groups like SANE Australia and the Public Interest Advocacy Centre. They are also encouraging the insurers to keep pace.
Okay. I'm also conscious that we have insurance policies. And again, you mentioned the super. There's an element of your personal coverage in there as well, which I wasn't aware of. I'm going to follow that one up myself. But on the other side of the fence, the personal insurance that the individuals perhaps have, when that ceases and you go to a new policy, if you have had long COVID, if you are going through the trials and tribulations of mental health issues as a result of being so isolated for such a long period of time, will that change the insurer's perception of you down the track?
Well, I suppose if you're taking out a new policy, then there's a duty of disclosure for the policy owner, so for the individual, to advise the insurer that they have had a previous injury or illness, in this case, let's say long COVID or a mental health condition. And look, what may happen there is that the insurer may, in fact, case by case, but may look at either excluding that condition from the policy or including what they call a loading, which is a higher premium.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm conscious my band is doing a gig this weekend, but we're doing it in a corporate environment, and I had to do an induction. The paperwork that I had to do just to get into the venue is so much more, and some of the questions are all relevant to long COVID, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just means so much more paperwork, so much more time, and even stress as a result of where we've been to just get cover.
Well, absolutely. And then therefore you can imagine at claim time when perhaps you're not at your best because you're injured or ill, the demands are quite significant. The insurer demands, the medical demands, completing the claim forms. And that's why we've set up AFRM Claims Advocacy to really support people and hold their hand through that process.
Right.
Because it is quite challenging to navigate. And to your point, I think the cautiousness of society is creating a greater paper trail at the moment and a greater need to complete forms and provide medical evidence, etc.
But is that benefiting me? I mean, all it did was frustrate the bajingos out of me, and it took me 2 hours just to get the access to say, yes, you can come through the front door.
I think the big picture there is that if there's a better solution and a more efficient solution for everyone longer term, and if that means a bit of pain by the individual like you experienced there the other night, yeah, to complete additional forms, but it's for the greater good, if you like, then I think that can be a positive. I suppose the theme to that point too is, and we've seen even the shift in society with the pandemic, is just where that common sense prevails and where we can rely upon common sense versus where we can rely on medical information or other information.
Well, Bruno, the impression I get is that, you know, if to get in there, make sure that all of your insurance policies are covered up, because it seems like, you know, all of the big players are covering their bases, so everything comes back to the individual on the night, on the day, to look after themselves. So that was my perception of it all. If anyone has any more questions, because there are so many questions with regard, I'm still learning myself. We spoke to our epidemiologist in Canada the other night, and he was giving us the data and more information with regards to long COVID. It was quite interesting to talk to Isaac. But for those people here in Perth, maybe they're suffering from long COVID. Maybe they are having issues with regards to mental health. Maybe they are questioning personal insurance. How do we contact you? How can you help?
Well, we have a website, so it's AFRM Claims Advocacy, all one word, .com.au. And we have an email address as well, aca@afrm.com.au. And we've got some informational material on our website that may help people to understand what their next steps might be. And we certainly are available to have a conversation. Sometimes helping to navigate the process starts with understanding the process. And that's what we do. We help to inform and educate as a starting point and then go from there.
Well, look, I think, Bruno, just discussing it with me has helped me. Hopefully other people who are listening to 6PR as well. And if anyone else has any other questions, I appreciate your candor and I appreciate layman's terms. Whenever we start talking insurance, my wife and myself at home, for a starter, and possibly everybody else, that blurred vision kicks in. You hit that sort of, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can't take this in all at once. Please give me words that are very, very short and small. And I really like your explanation, Bruno. I think that many people will get in touch with you if they are going through the same dilemma that I possibly have gone through. Bruno Morucca, thank you so much for your time tonight on 882 6PR.
Thanks for having me on, Todd. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Bruno Morucca is the CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy. And if you want to hit him up, I would recommend this. More Q&A, more knowledge and wisdom at the stock standard level will assist you if you need to get personal insurance down the track, if you are suffering from, you know, mental health issues, which we've all gone through, compliments of this COVID thing, and also the long COVID. It sticks and it can fight back, this rotten thing. AFRMclaimsadvocacy.com.au. As Molly would say, do yourself a favour. I think it may assist you in the short term for the long term as well. Great to have Bruno on the show. We'll take a break on 6PR and we'll come back straight after this.